Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. A newly formed national organization working to drive home the importance of trade to American agriculture. Kevin Lawler with Americans for Farmers and Families says the organization is particularly focused on NAFTA.
We started earlier this year in January. We're a coalition of farmers, of state groups, national associations who came together to encourage the protection and modernization of NAFTA.
Lawler adds the mission of the organization is to help educate as many people as possible about the need for a modern trade agreement.
We want to provide as much knowledge and information to the agriculture community about what trade policy is going to look like going forward, and we're going to continue to urge for it to include a protected and modernized NAFTA.
He adds protecting rural communities and agriculture is vital.
We want to make sure that the industry is protected, that the agriculture industry in key states, both from an industry perspective and a political perspective, understand how important NAFTA is to the strength of these, to the agriculture community, the jobs it supports, the economic investment that it puts into these states. A lot of people kind of miss the connection between trade policy and agriculture, but farmers and the farmers that are in our coalition, they tell that story the best. They let people understand and know what it means to them to have a strong and modernized NAFTA, what it means to their farms, what it means to their prices, and ultimately what it means to the people who consume the things that they grow and raise.
We'll have more in a moment. Farm equipment on the highway. Whether it's spring planting time, harvest season, or the months in between, farm equipment is often out on the highway being moved from farm to farm. And keep in mind, it takes only 5 seconds to close a gap the length of a football field. So if you're doing 55 and a tractor just around the blind curve is moving at 15, well, you get the picture. Slow down, be alert, be safe. This message brought to you as a public service by Kentucky Farm Bureau. Lawler notes it's more than just NAFTA, but also the effects of NAFTA.
NAFTA probably is a little bit more clear to some groups, but because they understand what we're growing and what we're raising and how we're trading it regionally. But it's also, I mean, everything from tariffs that we're involved in. A lot of people miss the connection when it's an aluminum or steel tariff that gets put on something, what that means for retaliation when it comes to agricultural products.
He adds it's easy to find out more information and join the effort.
Well, they can sign up AmericansForFarmersAndFamilies.com. We have a number of states where we have an active presence as well, people on the ground at events helping people get on board. But the first and foremost, the best way to get involved is AmericansForFarmersAndFamilies.com. You can sign up, you can get some resources, you can get updates to your email, all those great things.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.